Professor Bruchowetz.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. During the last 15 years, I have visited this country 25, 30 times. And it was for the first time in my life that yesterday I was asked by passport control officers, not about where is Ukraine, how large is Ukraine, is it in Europe or in Africa. Really, I have had a lot of such questions, even not so long ago. The question was about Ukrainian election, Yushchenko, and is he was really poisoned, and all the things people know about student and so on. So this is for the first time, and I was really very happy about this fact. Because still a month ago, both in Ukraine and beyond its borders, we mostly had complaints about the passivity of Ukrainian nation, their political stance of its youth, and the slowing down of the process to do with the establishment of civil society in this outwardly peaceful post-Soviet region. It seemed impossible that Ukrainians would be drawn out into the streets to protest the government's openly criminal deeds. This was seemingly confirmed by the failure of the Ukrainian Without Kuchma campaign of 2000, during which several mass demonstrations in the capital resulted in practically nothing. Only 4 years have passed since then, and today the whole world has discovered the mysterious Ukrainian nation. What has happened? Where can the origin of so-called Orange Revolution be found? Why had almost no political scientists or politicians foreseen in full measure such a course of events? I can firmly state that the events were unforeseen even by the Power the People coalition, which united in its fold practically all opposition-minded segments of Ukrainian society. One can, of course, heed the prophecy of acclaimed Ukrainian philosopher Grigory Skovoroda, who back in 18th century mused that although the Ukrainian nation is asleep, when it awakens. And then there are the rational explanation. We can begin with the controversial assertion that no revolution is currently taking place in Ukraine. The revolution occurred back in 1989-91. It was then that for the first time in its age-old history, the Ukrainian nation attained its independence, the foundation of which turned out to be lasting and unalterable. Intense changes took place in the organization of society, the economic infrastructure, ideology, and in the notion of national self-identification. The process was quite painful and was accompanied by acute collisions, which even today affect the mood of the Ukrainian nation, especially of its elder generations. But its most significant consequence was the emergence of a new generation within the Ukrainian nation, entirely dissimilar from any of its forebears. Imagine, if you can, the meaning for Ukraine of the fact that the first to rise was a generation that had attended school in the independent Ukraine from the grade one right up to graduation. It is of little importance that we justifiably unhappy with the result of the Ukrainization of our schools. I mean not only Ukrainian language, but first of all, the instillment of Ukrainian-centric ideology, which has yet to be successfully formulated. It is important that the young generation has begun to identify itself within the structure of a broad concept of Ukrainian political nation. Results were bound to have appeared. A critical mass was not yet formed 4 years ago, because the students of the day still maintained a a foothold in Soviet times. We are today enjoying the fruits of the evolution of the Ukrainian nation, the origin of which date back to the revolution of 1989-91. A revolution can be stiffed, but the same cannot be said of the evolutionary process, and that's because we succeeded in this. That has happened in Ukraine. The energy accumulated throughout centuries has been let loose thanks to the process of national self-identification that had transpired in the past 15 years. It has multiplied due de facto communist spirit of the Ukrainian governing powers, which have not fathomed the changes that occurred among Ukrainians and still treat them as the Soviet people, a lumpenized variant at that. It was a torrent of lies, falsification, and oppression poured onto Ukrainian society during the last decade, especially during the past 5 years, that became a unique catalyst in the process of the maturation of civil society and national self-identification. Another factor driving the November events in Ukraine was the birth of a middle class. This is a separate important topic. If we compare the target audiences of the electoral campaigns of both main candidates, we can see that in general, Viktor Yanukovych targeted the intellectual lumpen. A good illustrator here is the immediate collapse of the campaign teams of the pro-establishment candidate. Viktor Yushchenko's campaign, meanwhile, targeted the newly born middle class, which proved to be both more numerous and more steadfast in its beliefs than Mr. Yushchenko's electoral base. The Democratic Party of Russia's political elite has admitted to be jealously watching the amazing process taking place in Ukraine. It is, however, difficult for Russian to fathom the origins of the phenomenon and to come to terms with the fact that Russia is no longer the fashion leader in the democratization process. The thing is that regardless of the revolutionary changes of social nature that took place in the beginning of the 19th, the self-identification of the average Russian hasn't undergone any change. An empire-based mentality where Soviet is synonymous with Russian still rules the Russian soul today. Especially painful for Russia is the notion that Ukraine, as an object of dominating influence, has been forever lost, asserting itself instead in the capacity of a subject engaging in a relationship of equals. What are the influences and possibilities of the Ukrainian origin movement? Many can be identified. I'll emphasize the two, which in my view are the most important. First, the irreversibility and quickening of the process of national self-identification of Ukrainians as a political European nation will become the motive force both in economics and in the sphere of spiritual life. Second, Ukraine will provide an example of emulation in the entire post-Soviet era and become catalyst for the democratization in Russia, first of all. Thank you.